Praise God. So we have brought our ministry in Jamaica under the covering of this church and under the covering of Pastor Walker and his wife. And because we believe that they have been doing an awesome job, and the test of time has proven them and has proven us. And after so many years, when we came together, we just knew that we had weathered the storm, we have fought this good fight, and we continue to fight. And there was no better man for me to say, can you cover me? Amen. So Pastor Walker, thank you, sir. Amen. Praise God. So the message I bring, the message that I speak wherever I go, has to do with the bride of Christ. Because I believe when all is said and done, when we get past all this big hurrah, the sum total of everything is the bride of Christ. And so in the book of Revelation chapter 22, it says the Spirit and the bride says, come. I believe with all my heart, with a passionate belief, that Jesus cannot and will not return to planet Earth till the bride summons him. Are you hearing me? I'm speaking, and I will get passionate. I am excited about the word of God, but I am bringing a word to challenge us that I would bring to any church wherever I go. If the Lord will send me throughout the world, I am speaking to the bride because he's preparing his bride for his coming. And so we're going to look at this today, and I hope you have your Bibles in hand. We want to get into the word. We want to focus on the end time church, God's end time people. Thank you, Jesus. And there is a mighty army that God is raising up in the earth that is quite unlike what we have been taught or what we understand it to be. I have found the bride of Christ to be quite dysfunctional because of the many doctrines that we've been trained under, counseled in. And for the most part, the bride has just been all about herself. I'm talking the church. I'm talking about church folks. Just about ourselves. And many men of God and women of God have just been so self-centered. And just building their own kingdoms, that God has lost his first place where his bride is concerned. And so he gives us this parable about the 10 virgins. And in essence, he says to them, get your oil ready. So touch your neighbor, touch a person next to you, make ready your oil. Come shake the person next to you. Talk to them. You say, get your oil ready. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have been summoned to the wedding. And the groom is coming. And so I'm talking end times. And as I talk end times, I'm talking about how he prepares his bride. So the bride is summoned. She's preparing herself. And we're going to make this grand entrance to meet the bridegroom. But there are some things that have to come together as we make our way along there. Jesus himself says, broad is the way. Or maybe narrow is the way and broad is the path that leads to destruction. And many goes by that path. But narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And few, there be? I'm defining. Can I define the bride? I am defining the church as I speak. I want to speak prophetically to us. I want to get into your spirits. I want to challenge every soul in this room that we might find our place in God. And as we find our place in God, we must first know who we are. Amen? Because a lot of us are going through this church stuff. And we're all excited about our church stuff. We make heroes and gods of our pastors. But he says, narrow is the way. And if you did not know, we are talking end of times. And I'm talking the end time church. And if you didn't understand that this scripture is talking about the end times, as he makes his appearance to us and he puts his presence is coming into being, he says, few there be. Thank you, Jesus. No, this is frightening. It is frightening because he says, few there be. And so we are thinking, oh, this mass gathering. But he's shaping us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm going to look at some end time stuff. Because there is a purging and there's a pruning that takes place. And God himself is doing this because he is preparing his bride. Thank you, Jesus. He's preparing his bride. And we're going to go through some stuff as he prepares us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch your neighbor and say, get the oil ready, please. Thank you, Jesus. Can't afford to run out of oil. So Jesus' return to planet Earth as Messiah is synonymous with the revelation or the revealing of his glorious bride. So on the one hand, we're looking for him to return. And in returning, he's going to be dealing with the earth. He is going to be touching planet Earth. But as he touches the earth, he is touching his bride. He's preparing a people for his coming. Thank you, Jesus. And so I want us to take us through some scriptures here. In the book of Acts chapter 1, we're going to be doing Bible studies. And Pastor Walker assured me that everyone in here would be coming with their Bibles. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 1. Read a couple verses as we want to press into it. Acts chapter 1, Genesis, Exodus, and then Acts. Okay, the bright Bible students are with me. Amen. In Acts chapter 1, let me just touch a few scriptures here and just set the stage for where we're going. Verses 1 through 3. It says, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. Until the day in which he was taken up. Thank you, Jesus. After that, he through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Before I go any further, I am wanting us to press into the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So we're not building any church structure here. We're not building any tabernacles here. We're pressing into God. We're pressing into Jesus, and only him we want to keep before us. Verse 9, Acts chapter 1, verse 9 says, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just imagine? We're talking. We're just having a little chat here. And Jesus is giving some counsel. And while he is yet speaking, it says he was taken up. Now, this blows my mind. I want us to think about what we are looking at here. It says, while he was yet telling them of the kingdom of God, he started to rise. And he goes, and they are glued. Here's a man, he's caught up. And he goes away. Have you ever seen a gas balloon going into the clouds? As a youngster, I would look. I would not stop looking till that balloon became a little dot. And I kept looking till it disappeared. And I would wonder for weeks, where did that balloon go? And my imagination as a youngster would take me places, but the balloon disappeared. It says Jesus rose. In their faces, he rose. And they're gazing. They're looking. Can you look at the scriptures for me? And the next verse, is that verse 11? It says, while they gazed, two men dressed in white stood by their side and says, men and brethren, ye men of Galilee, why do you stand here gazing? Come on, touch the person next to you and say, duh. Come on. Yeah. They must be crazy creatures. Who wouldn't be looking? How often do you see somebody taken up into heaven? What are you asking? Did you see what just happened? Angels nudged them and says, I need to tell you something. This same Jesus, whom you have seen taken up from your midst and disappears in the cloud, shall come again in like manner. Look in the book. It's there. Acts chapter 1, verse 11, I think it is. It says, he shall return in like manner. You shall see him the same way he is going up. It's the same way he is going to be returning. Touch your neighbor. I need you to preach with me. Say, get ready, get ready. We are in the end times. Come on, preach to your neighbor. Say, get ready, get ready. We are in the end times. We are looking. And the Bible says, blessed are those who wait for his coming, who look for his coming. And the bride is saying, please come, Lord. Come on, are you preaching with me? Thank you, Jesus. So, the prophet Paul is breaking the scriptures, and he says the angels speak and says he will return. So my main focus today, and we're going to go through the Bible some, but my main focus today is going to be in the book of Matthew chapter 24, because we're looking at the end times. And so can I tell you, between his departure and his return, we're going to go through some stuff. Oh, lots of stuff is going to take place in this earth. And so in Matthew, if you could, let's just quickly turn over to Matthew. But I know you don't want me to tell you where to find Matthew, eh? Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 24. And so the disciples met with Jesus. They took counsel with him. They had just toured Temple Mount and all these glorious facilities. And the disciples said to him, have you seen these glorious wonders? And Jesus responds to them and says, can I tell you, there's coming a time when not one stone is going to be left standing upon the other. Jesus is prophesying. And so the disciples in verse 3 speaks to him and says, look at verse 3. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? Please talk to us. Impart us. So these questions that they ask beg for an answer. And so Jesus is imparting some truths here. And folks, I need you to hold to your seat. Brace yourself, because I want to take us through a journey in the scriptures here for us to begin to lay hold on some truth. As they ask Jesus, can you tell us when shall this be? What shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the earth? And so he is giving revelation. He is opening revelation. And as we come closer to the end of the earth, there is an increase in revelation that is coming to the bride. There is an increase in knowledge that is coming to the earth, that we can make ready ourselves, church, that we can get into the right place, be ready. Don't forget, as we talk about the 10 virgins, it says 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. The 10 were virgins and all were summoned. We're not looking at that tonight, today. But I'm just keeping this before your face, because not everyone made it. Everyone is called, but not everyone makes it. Can I go a little bit further? All 10 were in church. Are you getting this? Matthew 24. Glory to God. In verse 4, he begins to break prophetic impartation to his disciples. So Jesus says to them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, if you have a Bible in your hand, and I know some of you have these fancy gadgets, I don't know how to use those things. But somehow, if you know how to mark it, please take a pen and mark it. Make sure the Bible you have in your hand belongs to you. Mark it. Verse 4 says, take heed that no man deceive you. Don't skip over these verses, folks. These are profound scriptures. Because something is going to come hitting at us as we press on in the revelation of God. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ. And they shall deceive many. Glory to God. So can I ask a question? A very pertinent question. It says, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name and shall deceive many. Glory to God. What is, based on scripture, the greatest vehicle of deception in the last days? What is the greatest vehicle of deception that will be in the earth in the last days? And there is silence in the church. Come on, I'm provoking. I'm challenging us here. Talk to me. It is the... Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Because no one else comes in his name in these last days. I want you to get the word in your spirit here, because you need to brace yourself that you're not caught away and carried away with various doctrines and teachings and arguments. It goes on. Let's look at it as we go along. Thank you, Jesus. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. There shall be wars, if you have been following your news, and there shall be rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of birth pangs. Thank you, Jesus. And so a baby is about to be delivered. I'm talking prophecy. You got to hear what the Spirit of God is saying here. It says, as these things begin to manifest, it is the beginning of birth pains, because a baby is about to be born. Thank you, Jesus. And as the baby makes herself ready to come, yes, there's pain. Huh? Weeping may endure for a night. Praise God. We're not talking about the joy yet. We talk about the pains. A baby is coming. And he says, brace yourself. It's just the beginning of birth pangs. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody somewhere might have told you, oh, spare yourself the trouble. You won't be here. But I have news for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It says, this is just the beginning of birth pangs. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Now, folks, you would never believe that I'm talking about the bride of Christ. You never believe that I'm talking about the return of Jesus. It says, take heed that no man deceive you, for many false prophets are going to come in that time. At this moment, folks, can I indulge us in the scriptures a little bit here? Can I take us? Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at some scriptures. We'll go from scripture to scripture. Let's turn to Thessalonians. Thank you, Jesus. Second Thessalonians, chapter 2. Are you with me? Verse 1 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand or has already come. Let no man deceive you. Verse 3. Let no man deceive you. Are you hearing this? By any means. For that day, say that day. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Thank you, Jesus. So can I suggest to us that as we come closer to the return of Jesus, based on the word of God, there is going to take place a great falling away from the faith. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It says a great falling away. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, I beseech you, help me here. Therefore, the Spirit of God speaketh expressly that in the last days perilous times shall come. And many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I'm talking about the last days, and I'm talking specifically about the bride of Christ. He says many false prophets are going to come. They're going to present themselves to you, and many are going to follow. Thank you, Jesus. These mighty speakers, yes, eloquent speakers, who are able to charm your soul and entice you to tell you the things you want to hear. Yes, to make your tongue tingle. to make water in your mouth because they speak to you eloquent things, things that you want to have, but it's just to consume upon your lust. And they take you astray. But my emphasis is many. There is going to come a great falling away from the faith. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 says that the Spirit of God speaks. Thank you, Jesus. And let me see the scriptures here. Praise you, God. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1 says, this know also, that in the last days, we're talking last days, aren't we? Praise God. That in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of them. Praise God. I don't want to go any further. Pastor, can I get rid of some of these? Amen. I'm getting hot up here. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In the last days, men are going to be so full of themselves. You know those pretty devices that we have and we are taking. Selfies. It's all about. Come on. It's how I look. It's all about. The church is no different. We're talking about the church. Can we look at the scriptures? Thank you, Jesus. It says, they shall be lovers of their own. Preach with me, come on. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. That young people, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Without natural affection. Truth breakers, covenant breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just setting the stage. I am just going somewhere here because the church is caught up in this big thing and we're missing the boat. We're missing the boat. When Jesus spoke, he says, he told them some things upon his resurrection from the grave about the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. And how few there will be that will make it. When I'm done today, I am challenging us that you don't take it for granted, but you would look into yourselves, examine yourself, because we need to know where we stand in God. It would be a sad thing. Should we end up in hell with a Bible in our hands? Let's go back to Matthew 24. Thank you, Jesus. I was just straying a little bit here. Praise God. Matthew. Are you enjoying this? Am I frightening you? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Verse 11, Matthew 24, says, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Thank you, Jesus. And today this scripture is being fulfilled in your midst. It's coming to pass that this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all nations. Then the end shall come. Thank you, Jesus. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's skip a few verses and get to my main point here. Verse 37. Now we're talking the end times. We're talking the return of Jesus. What did the angel say? In the same way that you see him taken up, you shall see him return. Thank you, Jesus. So keep this before our face. So Jesus continues to speak, and he says in verse 37, I tell you a mystery. I show you a secret. As it was in the days of Noah, I want you to look at the scriptures, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Thank you, Jesus. We're not going to run too fast here. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the day when Jesus returns. Now, the angel says, you shall see him coming. Praise God. So the angels prophesied, look, he's going to come back in the cloud. But he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the day when Jesus comes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the days before the flood, they were eating. Life went on. Thank you, Jesus. Now, before, say before. Come on, preach with me. Say before the flood. Can I just suggest to us that the flood is the wrath of God being poured out upon the earth? The flood represents God's judgment against sin. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in the book of Genesis, I would love to go to the... can I please? Do I have enough time here? Genesis chapter 6. I told you we're going to do a journey through the Bible. Can we quickly just run to Genesis chapter 6 and look at a few verses here? So in Matthew 24, verse 37 says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the day when Jesus returns. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. Let's go. I am curious. I want to see. I need to know what happened in the days before the flood. Turn with me to the book of Genesis. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 6. Are you there? I can't get fast enough. Genesis chapter 6. Praise God. Let's look at a few verses here. We're not going to look at everything. Verse 1. It says, it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughters were born unto them, the sons of God came down and took wives for themselves. Let me skip a few verses. Verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, say, preach with me, please. As it was before the flood, help me. As it was, so shall it be. Okay, thank you, Jesus. So we are now before the flood. Before Noah entered the ark. It says the thoughts of men were evil continually. Come on, we're talking about now. Touch your neighbor. Say, he's talking about now. With before the flood. Come, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. We're talking when the Son of Man is returning. And we're talking before the flood. We're talking before Jesus puts his appearance in. What is going to be the condition of our lifestyles, of our churches, of our nation? What is it that is going to be obtaining? Let's look at some things. Verse 6. It repented God that he made man on earth. Oh God. It grieved him to his heart because of sin. Because of. There's a scripture in Habakkuk chapter 13, I think. Let me see if I can. Habakkuk chapter 13 and verse. Let me see if I can find that scripture. Oh, glory be to God. Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 13. In Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 13, it says, God God is of purer eyes than to behold evil. Can I read the scripture again? God is of purer eyes than to behold evil, and he cannot look on iniquity. And so when sin dominated the earth, God is of, preach with me, purer eyes. He cannot look on evil. So when Jesus took the sins of the world upon his body and hung on the cross, the Father turned his back. He could not look at his son because of sin. Jesus hung there with our sins in his body. And he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? The Father turned his back on his son because he cannot look on evil. He cannot behold it. He cannot look on iniquity. When he looks on iniquity, his wrath is poured out. Judgment comes against evil. And the wrath of God, the fury of God, came against Jesus. And he bore it in his body to redeem us. He paid a price. He paid a price. Thank you, Jesus. He paid a price, and we don't understand what he suffered, but he bore the fury of God. He bore the venom. Give me some words. He bore the indignation that in Genesis it says it repented God. It hurt him to his heart that he made man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Am I going too far with this? Thank you, Jesus. So I'm back in Genesis. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 7 says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things, the fowls of the air. For it repented God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It repented God that he made man. So, back to Matthew 24. When the scripture says, as it was in the days of Noah, verse 37, so shall it be. I need you to get this in your spirit. I need you to get it in your bellies. Because as we press into the end times and the bride begins to ready herself and says to the Father, send my groom, send Jesus. As the bride makes herself ready, folks, I want you to hear some stuff are going to be taking place in the earth. And so now you see, in Genesis, the iniquity of mankind was so great that God became furious. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. So shall it be. That means iniquity shall abound in the earth. Thank you, Jesus. And the sins of the earth is coming to a crescendo. It's boiling. It's boiling. It's boiling. It's boiling. And the fury of God is boiling. It's boiling. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You didn't see this before, so I'm bringing it to your attention, folks. I need you to see. And so the earth is coming to a pressure point where sin is concerned, and God is coming to a point where he will not put up with it any longer. He will not put up with it any longer. And as it was in the days of Noah, he shall destroy this earth. He is going to wipe out mankind. Because it repented him. Thank you, Jesus. But as it was in the days of Noah, he prepared a people. For Noah found grace and favor in his sight. Say, preach with me. Say, as it was in the days of Noah, there shall be a people. Few they may be. Say that again. Few them of the whole earth. Can you? You kidding me? Of the whole earth, only Noah, his wife, his few sons and their wives, only they made it. Come on, you kidding me? You kidding? But as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Thank you, Jesus. Can we go back to the scriptures? Matthew 24. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Time out. Water break. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 38. As in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, given in marriage until the day. Come on, turn to your neighbor. I need you to preach with me. Say, until the day. Come on, shake the person. Say, wake up, wake up. You can't fall asleep right now. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Say, until the day. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. You're not getting this thing. Say, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Until the day. There is coming a moment. Jesus is about to put his appearance in. Praise God. And there's an ark that he has made ready. Say, until the day. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us as church folks, we have been going to church. And our children keep saying, Daddy, Mommy, why do we continue to go to church? Church is so boring. Even the adults, church is so boring. But say, until the day. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it says, don't get weary. Do not get weary. Get your oil ready. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, do not get weary. Thank you, Jesus. Because you shall reap if you faint not. It's sad to say. I'm prophesying. But many of us will, preach with me, come on, will faint. Yes, yeah. There are many who are going to faint. They are in church, but they are going to faint. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Say, until the day. Until the day that Noah enters the ark, the cloud opens. Messiah shows himself. There's a day that is coming when the people of God are going to step into the ark. A couple days ago, In preaching, I would say, Pastor Walker, I don't quite know what this ark is where the church is concerned. But I found out. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that the church is going to step into the ark. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay. The day hasn't come yet. Say until the day. Are you with me? Say until the day that Noah entered the ark. Look at the scripture. It says, and the flood came and took them all away. Glory to God. So the flood came and took them all away. Praise God. Please, we need to look at scriptures. Match scriptures with scriptures. Turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17. Come, Bible students. Let's get to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17. Verse 26. How quick are we at the scriptures? Is that thing up there? Okay. Luke 17, verse 26 says, as it was in the days of Noah, We're looking through a different lens. A different man is speaking. It's the Holy Ghost, but a different revelation is coming. So Luke says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man. They did eat. They drank. They married wives. They were given in marriage until the day. Say, until the day. That Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. So when the flood came, what happened? It took them away. Who did it take away? Who did it take away? Help me. Everyone who is not in the ark. Thank you, Jesus. Can I suggest something to you? Take your pen, make some notes, write some things down. The same flood that destroyed the earth. This is Revelation. The same flood that took away every human being and creatures on the earth and destroyed them all is the same flood that saved Noah and his ark. The same flood that killed every man and beast is the same flood that floated Noah's boat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm bringing a point here, folks. I'm making something known to us here that when the fury of God comes on the earth, when God reveals himself, thank you, Jesus, and his wrath is poured out and takes away evil from the earth, when God removes and purges the earth of evil, the same flood is going to float our boats. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get in the ark. Get in the ark. Make sure you are in the ark. Whatever this ark is, make sure you find it. Make sure you stay there. Folks, can I tell you, the scripture says there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Can you just imagine what was taking place outside the ark? Come on, let your imaginations run with you a little bit. Children crying in their mommy's hands and daddy say, open the door. Open the door. Can I go back to the 10 virgins? When the bridegroom comes, they shut the door. In Noah's day, God himself shut the door. Thank you, Jesus. And it did not matter him who was crying on the outside. Thank you. I want you to hear me, folks. It says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Because you see, in our minds, we think, I have a right. Oh yeah, I belong in the church. You know how much money I have put in this church? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Some of us think we have ownership to the kingdom of God. And in that day, we're going to be screaming, what about my children? Where's my husband? What about my wife? There will be weeping, gnashing of teeth. But in that day, as they step into the ark, the flood came. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Come, we're in Luke. We're going back to Matthew, but we're in Luke. Luke 17. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 28. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat. They drank. They bought. They sold. They planted. Oh, come on. Everything that you are doing now. Taking care of business. They went to work. Yeah. They came home. They cooked their meals. They took care of their families. They did everything. They went to Sunday school. They were on choir practice. They bought, they sold, they planted, they were about their daily business. Say until. come on, preach with me. Say, until the angels came and took Lot by his hand and said, come with me, get out of this place. And it says, the moment Lot exited Sodom and Gomorrah with his family, fire! Come on, say fire. Fire! Fire! Brimstone. The wrath of God, the fury of God came against sin and the abominations. And if I had time, I would walk you through Genesis and take you into the whole story of Lot and let you see what prevailed. Oh my God, when the angels came to Lot and the men of the city came and says, give us those men, they look good. We want those men that just entered your house. Lot said, can I tell you? Lot said to them, please, I beg you, here are my two daughters. They have never known a man. They are virgins. Take them. And they said, no, we want men. Say, until the day. There is coming a point, folks. I need you to be able to discern the temperature of the earth. Come on, I'm giving you revelation. I need you to discern the temperature of the earth, where the earth atmosphere is at. What are the conditions that are prevailing? Men of God are falling like flies. Oh my God, sin is abounding. Perversion, immorality, abominations. Say until. Yes, there is coming a time. There's coming a time. The angels take Lot out. Thank you, Jesus. And God destroyed them. Destroyed them all. Can I ask a question, please? I'm provoking your mind. Where was Lot and his family? They were taken out of the way. They entered the ark. So the wrath of God came and it did not touch Lot. God shows up and deals with sin and the righteous is not touched. Let's go back to Matthew. Matthew 24. Praise God. Where is Matthew? Who stole Matthew? Now, both Pastor Luke and Matthew give different perspectives. So we are looking at two different lenses. Praise God. So before I go to Matthew, let's go back to Luke. Let me read Luke here. Get a few things out of the way here. So in verse 29, it says, the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, that's verse 29, the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. And destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. Thank you, Jesus. I got to get you into the scriptures. It says, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes on the cloud. Help me. Preach with me. He will destroy them. Oh, yeah. You never saw that before because you thought, oh, no. We will be taken away. No. He didn't say that. It says he destroyed them. But the righteous was kept. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm touching some heads here. I'm messing with your brains a little bit. Luke. Verse 31. What does it say? In that day. Say, in that day. Come on, preach with me. Come on. Say, in that day. He which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, do not return. Can I preach to you a little bit here? Don't look back. In that day, don't look back. Don't look back. If you're on the rooftop, don't try and go down. Don't tell God, what about my TV? What about my precious car that is in the garage? Say, don't look back. Do not look back. Thank you, Jesus. Luke is telling us, don't look back. Yeah, you might be in the field working. And when he comes, don't look back and say, what about my husband back home or my children? Don't look. It says, remember Lot's wife. Come, I'm breaking the scriptures for us, folks. This is Bible study. Eh? This is not church. This is Bible study. Praise God. I'm breaking the word and bringing manna to us for us to understand some things. It says, remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife was taken out of Sodom by the angels, but her heart panted for her stuff. Say her stuff. Come talk with me. Say her stuff. Yeah, she had some stuff back in the house and she couldn't deal with it. You go back and read it. Dear Homer, go back, go read the story. Eh? And she looked back and Lot's wife became a... Thank you, Jesus. Let's move on. Get Matthew 24. I'm moving from scripture to scripture. We're going to come back to Luke. Back to Matthew. Where am I now? Matthew, where's Matthew? Matthew 24. Praise God. So verse 39 of Matthew says, are you with me? Are we? Verse 39 of Matthew says, and they knew not. They did not understand. They knew not till the flood came. Come on, say this for me. They did not understand. They had no clues of the signs of the times. Because, like I said earlier, oh, church is the same old. It's so boring. Oh, Pastor Walker is going to preach again. I could stay home today. Say, until the day that they entered the ark.
Hallelujah.
And the flood came, verse 39. They did not understand. They knew not till the flood came and took them away. Oh my God. So there's going to be a lack of revelation. There's going to be a lack of understanding. And a lot of people are going to fall asleep in the church. Can I preach? Praise God. Verse 40. You see, this is where our theologies get messed up. Verse 40. Then two. Read with me. Then two shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Can I ask a question? Who will be taken? No, the flood came and took them. So it says, then two shall be in a field, one shall be taken and the other left. Who is going to be taken? Look in the book. Look in the book. Because somebody told us somewhere down the line, oh, the church will be raptured and we will be caught away. We won't see this mess. No, it says two shall be in bed. One shall be taken and the other left. Answer for me, who is taken? The wicked. And who is left? When the flood abated, where was Noah? And where was the ark? Come on, in the earth. When God deals with this earth and the dust settles, where will the church be? Come, in heaven, say in heaven. No, come on. The book didn't say that. The book didn't say. You see, you're following the text of the book. It says two women will be grinding at the mill, making wheat, and one shall be taken. And the other left, who was taken? The unrighteous. When God returns at the sound of the trumpet, get your theology straight from the book, not from some preacher. Get it from the book. Come on, get it from the book. He is coming to deal with sin. He is coming to purge the earth of iniquity. And when the dust is settled, who is left standing? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus tells a story of a parable of the tares and the wheat. And so the servant does what his master bids him to do. He tills the farm. He plants the wheat. But when the time of harvest is coming, they look and they notice there's some stuff in the field. And go back to the master and says, "Master, should we pull out this tears, this thing that is in the field with the wheat?" The master says, "No. Please, no, let it stay till the harvest." And when the harvest comes, I'm going ahead in the scripture, it says, "I will send my angels, and my angels will take their sickle and gather the tears into the burning room, and they shall burn the tears." And it says, "Then shall the righteous shine forth as a noonday sun." Praise God. Come on. I am here to talk to you about the revelation of the bride of Christ. That when Jesus comes, he's going to pass you through some stuff. And the stuff is going to be in the storm. The stuff is going to be in the fire. The stuff is going to be in the crime. It is going to be in the violence. It's going to take our children. It's going to take our husbands. It's going to take our wives. But when it's done, it's going to prune us. It is going to shape us. The fire is going to purge us. And God is getting his bride prepared. That when he comes, the same hell that you are going through is the same hell that is going to save you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. The same hell you face day and night is the same hell that you will overcome. And when God is done, he's going to say, "Come, my faithful servant. You endured this." Praise God. You're faithful. Thank you, Jesus. I'm giving you revelation, folks. That the bride will be purged. The bride is going to be prepared through hell. Hell and high water. God is going to take us through some stuff. Sister Francine. Oh, hell will come knocking at your door to snatch your husband from you. Oh yeah. Hell doesn't want this to succeed. Oh yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Hell will come stealing some of our children. Hell will come knocking at our doors, taking our lives. But stand firm. Get your oil ready. Get your oil ready. Get your oil ready. We're in this thing for the long haul. Thank you, Jesus. And when he comes, two shall be standing. And one will be taken and the other left. Raise your hands with me. Thank you, Jesus. The righteous is left standing. Glory to God. The righteous is left standing. Pray with me. Pray with me. Come on, pray with me. Lift your hands. Say, "To hell with you, Satan." Come on, pray with me. Say, "To hell with you, Satan." I don't hear you. Come on. Say, "To hell with you, Satan. I banish you in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Another day, another time, I will come and I'll preach about the ark. What exactly is this ark that God is preparing that is going to save his end time people? Pastor Walker, I'm giving you some homework, sir. I need you to help me. Let's go discover this ark because we need to press into it. we need to press into it. Yes, thank you, Jesus. We need to press into it. I'm just breaking the scriptures. I'm breaking the word of God. I'm bringing revelation to the church. I want you to understand that when he comes, he's coming for his bride. Praise God. And the Bible, for those of you who are all confused about the rapture, oh, it says, when the last trump sounds, the dead in Christ will rise. It is going to be the end of time. You would have already gone through the hell that God is going to deal with. Come on, come on, come on. So when the rapture comes, folks, you would have already been prepared. Yes, you would have already been prepared. Yes, you would have shed some stuff. You would have shed some stuff when the rapture comes. He's not coming to deal with sin. Can I preach to you? When Jesus comes, he's not coming to deal with sin. He's coming to deal with his bride. So when he comes, don't think he's coming to tell you, oh, repent. Oh, I'm such a loving God. I'm making room for you to repent. When he comes, there's no room left for repentance. He is not coming to deal with sin anymore. He's coming for his bride, and he's going to purge the earth of its sin. Glory to God. Then there shall be a new heaven and a new earth. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sister, jump. Come, sister, jump. Yeah, man. Yes, 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 yes. And the bride will make her entry adorned, spotless, without blemish, no spot, no wrinkle. Oh yeah, he's going to take us through the press. He's going to take us through the fire. He's going to take us through the storm, and he's going to prepare us for his coming. Lift your hands, lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Walker, can you come stand with me, sir? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Walker, we need to pray over the church. We're praying over the bride of Christ. Say, until the day that they enter the ark, when the door is shut, there shall be weeping and there's gnashing of teeth. Folks, the revelation is that this message of the kingdom of God is being preached to you now. And if there was ever a time for you to get it right, it is now. Come on. It is now. I don't want the door to be shut and you wondered, what happened? It says, they knew not. They did not know. What was happening? Even though you hear the gospel being preached, even though you were in church, when the door is shut, some people are going to say, what just happened? Oh my God, Pastor Walker, some are going to be screaming, what in God's heaven just happened? So this is the moment. I don't care how long you've been in church. I'm going to ask you to bow your hearts and ask God, Father, am I right with you? Am I ready? If all you're chasing after is stuff. Yeah, some people come to church and they only come for stuff. You come to get something. Well, you're getting something today. You're getting revelation from the throne of God. You're getting revelation from the throne of God. Hallelujah. So I'm asking you, as you stand, if your heart is not right with God, and you need to make it right, right this moment, you are not sure if he opens the cloud, whether you're going to make it, and you're going to be left standing wondering, what just happened? Where did my best friend go? Some questions we're going to be asking. You might want to say, Lord Jesus, pray with me, Lord Jesus. Oh God, open my eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. You know that. I want to see you. Please. Give me. Yes. Yes. I need some voice with that. Yes. This is prophecy, folks. Don't make a fool of yourself. We need God to open our hearts' eyes. I am sick of religion. Religion is taking us to hell. Come pray with me. Open my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. If you have not made Jesus your Lord and your Master, if you're not born again, can I ask you, forget about the people round about you and walk right up here to me. You're not saved. You want to get saved. Now is the moment. I don't care if it's one. I don't care if the person next to you say, how could you be going? You need to make right. You need to make it right. Get it right. Come up here. We want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let there be celebration in heaven. Come on, Jesus. Come on, come on. Now is the moment. Come up here, come up here. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I want to see you.
You're sitting there, you might be thinking, what are my friends going to think if I come up? To hell with your friend. You want to be accepted in God. Now is the moment. I'm inviting you to come. Now is the moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come on up. Come on up. Praise God. Yes, sir. Bring your family. Make it right for your home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Press in. We need to press in. We need to press in. Some of us have to press past hell. Hell is stopping you from responding to God because you're comfortable with church. You're comfortable with church. But I'm snatching you out of hell. Pastor Walker is going to pray over you. And we need to see Jesus. We need to see Jesus. Is there another? Is there someone else that wants to say, God, please don't leave me. Do not leave me behind. I want to come. Come, come on up. Come on up. Thank you, Jesus. Come on up. Praise God. We're waiting on you. Yeah. No better place to preach this gospel than the church. Can you just take it down a little bit? I'm closing. Just Just listen to me. Shh, shh, shh. Just hold it a little bit. Hold it. The gospel says that Satan is the god of this world. That's the whole world system. And he has blinded the eyes of all those who want to believe. But he won't let them. He's the god of this world. You are up against hell. Come on. You are up against hell. You are up against hell. You can't enter into heaven without breaking loose from hell. I need you to get this. So to answer this call, you have to come out of hell. You have to fight to get out of hell where Satan have you in his clutches. You're fighting against hell. You need to break free and say, God, I need you. I'm done. I'm trying my best not to preach, and I'll shut up in a couple seconds here. I'll shut up. Before God judged Egypt, and Pharaoh, who is a type of Satan, Egypt is a type of hell. Before God judged Egypt, he said to his people, take the lamb. Slay the lamb, burn it, and eat it. Put the blood of the lamb on your house, and the lamb is for you and your family. Come, can I? I'm closing. But some of you need to fight for your family. Yeah. Don't just sit down and say, I'm making it. You need to fight against hell for your family. Yeah. You need to come and take the lamb. Take the lamb in your life and say, God, I'm doing this for my family. Thank you, Jesus. I need Jesus for my home. I am not going to go without my husband or my wife. I'm not leaving my children behind. Some of you need to enter into some warfare and claim souls for the kingdom. Don't sit down and say, I am good. You're not good. What about your family? Take the lamb. Eat the lamb. Save yourself first. When you have saved yourself, you can save your family. Make sure you are partaking of the lamb. Make sure you are partaking of the lamb that you can cry out to God and say, God, I need my family. I need my family. I need my family. Come on. I need my family. I need my family. I need my family. All my loved ones. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. We're fighting against hell. We're fighting against hell. Satan, you're a liar. I destroy you in the name of Jesus. I destroy you. Loose my people and set them free. Come on. Loose my people. Set them free. In the name of Jesus, Pastor Walker.